This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient when name James Matt is JAMESMATTICE. Date of birth 05/21/1957. Date of appointment July 24, 2024. Requesting physician Mark Oldendorf, MARKOLDENDORF. Dear Dr. Mark Oldendorf, I have the pleasure of seeing James Mattis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 67-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who is getting headache daily. Headache is at the back of the head with the blurring of the vision. Headache is more on the left side than on the right side. It is sharp, dull, throbbing, pulsating. Turning head gives pain, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, with dizziness. Aspirin sometime help, Furoset also help. He has a history of migraine for the last 30 years. He went to the emergency room with same complaint, and where MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Past medical history, GERD, diabetes mellitus, essential hypertension, chronic pain syndrome, hyperlipidemia, muscle spasm, socialist. No, before that, allergy to fentanyl medication, famotidine, omeprazole, dicyclomine, trilogy, lisinopril, morphine 30 milligram 2 times daily, diclofenac, atorvastatin 20 milligram daily, baclofen 10 milligram 2 times daily, azithromycin, duloxetine 60 milligram daily, tamsulosin, gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times daily, albuterol, oxycodone 10 milligram hour 325 5 times daily. Socialisti, he smokes cigarette 1.5 pack per day. Occasionally drink alcohol. He is retired, he is married, live with his wife, have 4 children. Family is the mother alive with cancer of the breast, father alive with cancer of the prostate and dementia. One sister with non-Hodgkin lymphoma and breast cancer. One brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Patient is using a portable oxygen. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speed, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan: 67-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, probable TIA. Number two, migraine. Number three, occipital neuralgia. Number four, chronic pain syndrome. Number five, back pain. Number six, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number seven, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. I advised him to take the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. He is already taking atorvastatin 20 milligram PO daily. Patient has a chronic pain syndrome. For that, he is taking morphine 30 milligram 2 times daily, baclofen 10 milligram 2 times daily, duloxetine 60 milligram daily, gabapentin 600 milligram daily, furoset for as needed basis, and oxycodone 10 milligram and 325 milligram 5 times daily. In the presence of all these medication, no medication work for him for his headache. I will continue the furoset 1 POPR, and for headache I would like to order MRI of the C spine and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I also want to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. His MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.